We get a time to visit with a little Shelly time. Jackets at home against the Canadiens. Jody Shelly joining us. Bryden Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Before we get to the game, how was Halifax? How was Nova Scotia? How was you? How was the Hall, buddy? You're off.
It was so great. I mean, it was, you know what? My mom and dad were there. I brought my son Owen, my daughter Evelyn, and my wife Mandy, and we had a great time just being up there in Nova Scotia in November. It was really cool. We enjoyed it. So
did you? What were the? Well, of course. I want to listen. The kid. What were the kids? Are they aware? I'm sure they're aware. They're old enough now. They're aware. But like, does that resonate with them? Dad's goes into a Hall of Fame.
Well. You know, I don't know. My son's 11, my daughter's 9, and, you know, they understood that it was special for sure, you know, and people were excited for us. But it was really nice to have them there because, you know, I was on stage and I looked over and they were there and they were, like, you know, smiling. And I don't know. It was just one of those moments.
It's cool. That,
you know, we all get to do things in our careers, but when you get to stand up and thank people, it was special. So I'm glad they were there. I think they understood that it was a pretty neat thing.
So many of you guys have the children much later in life, right? So they don't get a chance to see, you know, you at the height of your playing career. And I know, James, you're like that too. And I've spoken to Bob about
that.
We've
got to call him Hoffer now. We can't call him, you know, it's not Shelly time.
Yeah, he's the Hoff.
It's Hoffer time.
Shelly Hoff.
It's Hoffer.
That's right. Yeah, it's Hoff time.
Now. Come on.
But that's really cool, though, that they're old enough now where they can see, wow, Dad's a big deal. That's pretty cool, man. I'm glad you had that. Jackets back at home tonight against the Canadiens. Canadiens, one of the best teams, certainly in the Eastern Conference. We are not. The struggle did get the point over the weekend, which was nice. We're near the bottom of the table. We're a point off of the worst record in the East. So you are what your record says you are. Corpy back in net today. How can this thing get going in the right direction, Jode? I mean, we go to the familiar themes of just got to work, got to do the dirty work, all of those things. But at some point, you do have to ask the question: what is the best way to build this thing correctly? Where are you right now with this team?
I'm still with this team. I go back to the last 3 years with this group. I don't understand why some guys don't understand their role on this team. And I think it's a critical part of being a part of a team. Guys seem lost. You know, Atkinson with 3 goals on the year, a guy who scored 41 last year, he's got to realize that he is the man on the team. Werenski's come to life, but Jones, for me, needs to be... You know, we were talking about him winning the Norris Trophy maybe this year as the top defenseman in the National Hockey League. And he's been good, but he's not been great. It's hard. This is a tough system to play. It's a demanding league. When your name is in the headlines and teams roll in the Nationwide Arena, your names are on the board. And the three big ones are Werenski, Jones, and Atkinson, and now Dubois. So I guess there's four. So that means you're going to have less time and space. Nothing's going to come easy. That means if you want to be a superstar, when you look around the league, in any sport, the best are the best year upon year because they work and they grind and they never get away from that type of game. And then when they do have their opportunities, they take advantage. And I think we're not seeing that out of the elite people on this team.
Jody, do you think the win over the defending Stanley Cup champs can give them a little bit of confidence? Or do you think right now it's still so basic of just they're trying to figure out, like you said, those roles and the work ethic and what it's going to take, you know, to kind of, I guess, find their identity? Do you think that can help them at all, like beating the defending Stanley Cup champs? Or is that just kind of, hey, we got bigger issues?
No, I don't know if they have bigger issues, but I think it can help. When you're talking about a confidence issue, I think that a win, I think any kind of win helps, and especially in an 82-game season, you know, and they're going in a stretch here where the next 12 days they play seven games, five are at home. And it's going to come fast and furious. It's going to start tonight. It's going to be every other night. There's going to be a set of back-to-back in there. This could be good. You know, this could be something good, but the winning is the only thing that matters. A couple years ago and last year, it was find a way to win. You know, and okay, I believe in that because I know this team can play a brand of hockey on a consistent basis. They just need to relax and find the roles. The other night, two bad periods, great third. Korpisalo played well. They won the game. Okay, so you didn't have a great game yourself and as a team. tonight it's got to be a good start as a team, play well as a team, and find a way to get it done, but also find a way to build on what, on your confidence personally. You know, tonight is game 20, James. It's a quarter way through the season. This is a time where you need to take a step, and I think this stretch is good for them. But it's a great question because I believe winning helps confidence.
It certainly does. And now the realities of this thing are a little sobering. So this has always been about offense. You mentioned Cam. Well, he's not playing on the same line with Bread anymore. So that changes things quite a bit, obviously. Right. Yeah, he turns out he's pretty good. But this is really glaring. So PLD has 12 points. He's our leader in points on the season. That's good for 132nd in the league. He's our best.
Yeah, no, that's
12. I mean, you can't win that way. I mean, Edmonton's, I mean, I'm not saying you got to be the Edmonton guys. They got two guys over 40 for perspective. I'm not, now that's the best in the league. That's unfair. They're on a different level right now. But to be at 12, 20 games in, that's nuts, man. That's nuts.
Yeah. And especially when you're giving up a large number of goals. You know, you look at the Islanders, they don't score a lot, but they give up nothing. There's a team concept that they are all in. And I said this last time I talked to you. There's young guys here that are learning on the fly, and that's tough for everyone, I think, at some points. And, you know, when you look at the veterans in some of these teams, they understand that it's got to be the system and it's got to be non-negotiable, and then you go get your points. But you're right. If you're just looking at 2 points, those aren't good numbers. They're terrible numbers. But you know what? I say this, and I believe it. I mean, the confidence. I watch the power play, and it blows my mind. And I watch Wember. He's the fourth line center tonight. They've got the center. Riley Nash is playing with. He's on a line with Texier and Atkinson tonight. You know, things are all moved around. He was a healthy scratch 2 days ago or 2 games ago. Now he's on the top line. So they're trying whatever they can. They're just going to let them play. But it's up to the top guys to me, Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's this was going to be there was a clear path of how this team could be competitive and chase a playoff spot, and through 20 games they haven't done it. So that's a long way in. So you got to get these things sorted out, and it's got to come quickly. Always appreciate you, my friend, and congratulations, most sincere congratulations,
Hall of Famer,
on that. That's an awesome moment out of you. Real happy for you, buddy, and your family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Bo. I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
That's our great buddy, Jody Shelley. Yeah, the numbers are what the numbers are, bud.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any easier when you're facing a $10.5 million man in Carey Price, who has won 4 of his last 5.